On the first day of Christmas, my horse gave to me some bruises and a torn pair of breeches.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. On the second day of Christmas, my horse gave to me two playful bucks, some bruises and a torn pair of breeches. What? They were playful. He didn't mean anything by them. On the third day of Christmas, my horse gave to me three torn blankets, two playful bucks, and some bruises and a torn pair of breeches. All right, hang on here. I need to get some more wine. Okay. Are you gonna sing this with me?
Yeah.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my horse gave to me four loose shoes, three torn blankets, two playful bucks, and some bruises and a torn pair of breeches.
So the fair is coming out again.
He'll be out tomorrow. On the fifth day of Christmas, my horse gave to me a five-figure vet bill.
Wait, what?
Four loose shoes, three torn blankets, two playful bucks, and some bruises, and a torn pair of breeches.
What vet bill?
I was going to tell you about that. He's okay. He's good. On the sixth day of Christmas, my horse gave to me six stitches healing, five-figure vet bill. Four loose shoes, three torn blankets, two playful bucks, and some bruises, and a torn pair of breeches.
Can we get back to this?
No, he's fine. On the seventh day of Christmas, my horse gave to me seven bones of knitting, six stitches healing, five-figure vet bill. Four loose shoes, three torn blankets, two playful bucks, and some bruises, and a torn pair of breeches.
Seriously.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my horse gave to me 8 hours in the ER, seven bones of knitting, six stitches healing, a five-figure vet bill. Four loose shoes, three torn blankets, two playful bucks, and some bruises, and a torn pair of breeches. No, I'm honestly cleared to ride. I'm good. On the ninth day of Christmas, my horse gave to me...
It's time for the next hour of the HRN Holiday Radiothon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Auditor Lisa in Virginia wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Radiothon is here. Horses, prizes, and cheer. Fun for all, us auditors call, our favorite time of year. 12 hours on the air, Glenn and Wendy everywhere. Funny times and sneaky rhymes of pony drama to share. 12 hours on the air, horses everywhere, state line tech and horse lovers, so many prizes there. Radiothon is here, we'll be drinking beer. Oh, that we could always see such HRN spirit through the year. 12 hours on the air, Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls everywhere. A Wintech saddle and over 20 guests, we're so happy to see you here. Thank you to Glenn and Jen and Jamie and Jemmy and Wendy and all the other HRN hosts who've made this year so amazing. The horse world wouldn't be the same without you. Thank you so much. Cheers.
Thank you, Lisa. Well, welcome to Hour 10, Auditor Hour of the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network, 12-hour live holiday radiothon by State Line Tack. With additional support provided by Oxygen, Benefab, and Bed and Barn. What is an auditor, you ask? Well, they're the super fans of the Horse Radio Network who cough up a few bucks every month to help support the hosts and the network. This hour is devoted to them, hosted by auditors, and the guests are auditors too. I am Glenn the Geek, and with me in the studio in Ocala, Florida, is still here, I guess. Is she over there? Yep, Dr. Wendy of the Driving Radio Show. And we're still your tour guides through the last couple hours of the 2019 Radiothon. Well, we're back, and we are in the home stretch, Wendy.
We're going to make it.
We're in the home stretch, and we're in the time of day when I expect the phones to light up because everybody's waiting for this hour, especially the auditors. And we have with us, I hope we have Megan here, who is helping us out. Auditor Megan, are you there, Megan?
I am here, Glenn. Can you hear me?
Yay!
I hear
Megan
her.
Here.
Woo!
Now let's hear if Kayla is here, because she is the virgin here in this hour. So we're gonna find out. Nope, she's not there. You're on your own, Megan.
Maybe she's just shy. You've alienated everybody today, Glenn.
I know.
Now you've alienated the virgins. Here
Jeez,
we go.
OP, Glenn, you're supposed to be nice. Gentle.
Hey,
can you hear me?
There she is. Do you hear us, Kayla?
Oh, no.
No?
They can't hear me at all.
We hear. Oh, see, she can't hear us.
Yeah, so she can't hear us.
Kayla's having trouble there. So maybe we'll see if Jennifer can figure out how to call her on the phone.
And I'm gonna,
so we're going to see if Jennifer can give her a call on the phone. Jennifer, if you're hearing this, maybe you can try Kayla, try and get a hold of her, and we'll try and get her on the phone. This is her first time using Skype, and we practiced, but...
practiced
you know,
before it happened as well.
Settings.
It's in her settings, and we don't have time to sort that out right now. Megan, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Good. Tell us what's coming up on your hour.
In this hour, we continue our tradition of highlighting auditors that have taken these amazing horse vacations throughout this year. And in honor of Glenn, I'm going to butcher all of these names. This year, we have April Hardiman.
Hardiman,
because
right?
That's so hard. Yep. Hardiman. On her trip to Eastland. And then Susan Burris on her trip riding cross country in Ireland. Or Ireland, as the others like to say. Plus more of your voicemails, and we take more callers.
Well, that's terrific. And I do want to tell the auditors that we do have some lines open. If you want to talk an auditor hour, and I know that happened last year, you guys got inundated with other auditors wanting to talk. But you have moved since we talked to you last. You moved from all the way in the Great Northwest to Tennessee, of all places.
Well, technically, I moved from the Great Northwest to Alabama and then Alabama to Tennessee. So... Yes.
What, Alabama wasn't southern enough for you? You
Right. I didn't want to work for the CIA anymore, so like I got out of it.
And do you have you don't have a southern accent right now?
I do. I only turn it on when I need it, and right now I didn't think I needed it, so I can turn it on and bring it off if needed.
Okay, we're getting a lot of background noise from you, by the way. So
that's Kayla.
Okay. Oh, is it Kayla? Like
That's Kayla.
Are you here, Kayla?
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with Kayla. So I don't know if she's here or not.
I am here.
Are you here? Can
there
you hear
she
us?
Is.
Hey. No.
I don't.
This is bad.
Can you hear us, Kayla?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yay, good.
Yes.
You're here. Thank you for joining us, Kayla. It's her first time. I called you a host virgin, and that is pretty much correct.
That.
Yeah, I know. But we're good friends, so I can say that without getting in trouble. Just like I made mistakes earlier in the day, which I can't repeat because I would be in big trouble. So, Jemmy's glaring at me. So, if you want to give us a call this hour for Auditor Hour, you can call us at 435-272-1997. We still have a lot of prizes to give away. And Wendy's going to tell us, oh my God, we have $900 of prizes this
yes,
hour.
Yes, $900 in prizes that we're giving away at the end of the hour by Stateline Tack, Oxygen, Benefab, Ben and Barn. Plus, at the end of the 12 hours, we have the two grand prizes, the $500 gift certificate from Kelly Hurd Jewelry and from Wintech, your choice of any Wintech saddle.
And come on, saddle.
I know.
And you guys are still in the drawing, by the way. We didn't take you out like we did the other hosts.
Nice! Yes! Yes!
So
best news ever.
So Kayla is a regular down here in Ocala. She comes to visit us over the winter, and she's good friends with Charlotte, who's also here.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
She's here. She says hi. So guys, we have some callers. Would you like to start taking callers?
Absolutely. Go for it.
All right, good. I don't know who the first one is. It just says has a story and doesn't have a name. So I don't know who it is. So I don't know who has a story. Who is this?
Joanne Cutchell.
Hey, Joanne. Didn't you win something earlier?
We don't want to talk to her.
I set my alarm to get up. That's because I'm in California. And when my husband got up at 6, 7 o'clock, he said, "What did you get up so early for?" And I said, "Well, I wanted to hear it from the very beginning." And he goes, "Oh, okay." So anyway, I've listened all day. I'm cleaning the house, just going around so I have access to listening. And he walked in the room and just talked to me. Right then I heard Joanne Cutchell, number 1, 2, 3. And I go, "What did I win? I don't know." So
you won. I just looked it up. You won a Horse Lover's gift certificate for $50.
Yay! Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. I have a quick story to tell you about my horse.
When
Go
I was for
a child, it. I had a horse, and we moved out from the city to Anaheim. My dad was a farm boy from Michigan, so that I could have a horse. And the property that we purchased was from an ag instructor, which is now has developed into Cal State Fullerton. And we have one of every tree, apricots, nectarines, cherries, plums, everything. And even the one they made candy out of, tutti fruits. And so my dad picked these particular plums and he built a screen so that they could be laid out and dried into prunes. My horse got out and ate all the dried prunes.
Oh, no.
Damn it, Zeus.
Oh, no.
Drink up, everybody.
Well, you're all talking about different foods, and I go, oh, yeah, I can add the prune story. So I thought that was funny.
What happened? And no, I don't want to know.
Yeah,
don't ask that question, Glenn. Don't ask it.
Don't as old people drink prune juice?
The horse lives. I'm Imani Roberts, practitioner. And I have a Mustang that I gentled at his farm in Gentling Wild Horses course. And his name's Tucker, and he's doing great. They're using him as a pony horse for the racehorses. An instructor from India taught him how to play polo. They're using him for the lead up with the children. The gal from Florida, Ashley, did a video on him. If you see it on the university, yoga on horseback. She had never, ever been on him before, and she got on and did a complete demo on yoga on horseback on him. And what else has he done? He's just really turned into a wonderful horse.
But does he like prunes?
I haven't offered those.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We have to run, but Merry Christmas, Joanne.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. We're waiting for your first guest. In the meantime, Kayla, we have Tammy on here from Oregon.
Hey, Tammy. I'm originally from the West Coast, too. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're hanging in there.
We're rocking it, man.
We're doing good. So tell me some stories.
So I actually have Mustangs, too, and you guys had me on before, well, Glenn and Jamie, to talk about my baby cow stories. But I have Mustang stories, too. So I have a 4-year-old Mustang gelding, and he is very similar to Jamie's Zeus. He's always getting into trouble with everything he does. He's very, very smart, too smart for his own good. So I brought a friend out to my pasture one day, and it's about 5 or 6 acres. And I told her, when we walk out there, do not set the bag down because Nash, my horse, will grab it and he'll take off with it. And when you try to get it, he will run faster, like he knows you're trying to get it. So she didn't believe me, of course, and she had forgotten. So we had, you know, fly spray and a hoof pick and stuff in there because I was hiking out to hoof pick and fly spray all the horses. And sure enough, she set down the bag. And the first thing he did was grab it, shake it so everything fell out. And then when she went to grab it, he took off at a full gallop across the pasture. And she was dying. She was like, I thought you were lying. And I was like, nope, this has happened before.
Yeah, those are lessons you learn the hard way.
I'm sensing a theme with the Mustangs.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
They want to torture
They're
you.
Just like ponies, only smarter and bigger.
Yeah, and bigger. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for calling us. We really appreciate it, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. It was super fun listening all day, and I'm mucking right now, so I'll keep on listening.
Did you win anything yet? You just called in. So,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just called in right now. So
you're going to have a chance.
Fingers crossed.
Later in the day. Big prize is coming up. All right. Thanks a bunch.
Well, thank you guys so much. All right. Bye-bye.
So I got to ask you, let's start with Megan. What's your naughty horse story?
Oh, I have many. I used to own two geldings that was like Zeus squared. So that was fun. I've had one of them like standing in the water trough.
It is the drinking phrase of the day. So let's all say it together.
Damn it, Zeus.
Does that count as four drinks or two or one? I don't know. Go ahead. Sorry.
But one of my favorite ones is I would drive up to the barn and my horses, of course, knew my car, and they would usually come straight up to the fence. Well, just one of them came up to the fence, and I thought, well, that's odd, because usually they both come up to the fence. And I could see the other one was in the lean-to, where the barn at the time had a round bale feeder, and he was standing there eating. I go, he must be really into some hay if he's just standing there by that round bale feeder. So I go in, I get their halters, and I go out to go grab them, and my one horse, Jason, he's still standing there by the round bale feeder. I'm like, what is going on? So I walk over there and he's got his two front feet and his shoulders standing in the round bale feeder, just waiting very patiently for me to come and get him with this look of, I don't know what happened, but I'm here now, Mom. So we can just figure this out.
Isn't it funny how they never figure out how they did it and they're the ones that did it?
And why can't they get out once they get in?
Right. Well, and then he got all the way in and then we had to take apart the round bale feeder. That's how we got him out. So I don't even know how he got his first 2 feet in because it was a struggle to get the last 2 feet in. I don't get it.
I know you can't get it. There's places you want them to get in, like the trailer or over like a little tiny baby ditch, but you can't get them in there, but they'll walk into a round bale feeder on their own.
Exactly. And tell me about Winnie.
All right. How about you, Kayla?
Oh, no. I have no... My horses are perfect.
Oh, yeah. You know, I could ask you stories about you and we could go on all night, but your horses...
Oh, we could. We could, but let's talk about my horses.
See, I knew that would get her on track.
I have a couple. I mean, I have the ones where, you know, horses with their feet in their hay nets and just standing there looking like they don't know what they're doing and stuff like that. But one was, and I shouldn't say this, I've sold him. He's lovely. He's a great boy. But when he was younger, he used to duck out of the cross ties. So he would, like, you know how they come down and he's a smaller horse. Well, he would duck his head and then spin around so they were crossed in front of his face and he'd pull back until he slipped out of his halter and then he'd run around.
Nice.
Once we figured out how to block him from doing that, one day he was dancing around the cross ties and there's a human-sized door in the back of one of the wash stalls in a barn that we rented in Aiken, and he stepped back far enough that he slipped his butt through the door.
Oh my God.
And I saw him, he put one foot and then he took a step forward and he cocked his head, looked back, and I went, don't you do it. And he flew back so fast and ripped the cross ties off, but not by his face, off of the wall.
Sure.
And then toured around the farm with cross ties flapping around like wings. Mind you, he's on hand walking at this point and is galloping around like a mile, like a little mini unicorn that he is. And
singing free as a wind.
pretty much, with me running after him singing the same thing.
Yeah, I know Kayla, she was not singing that. She was saying something completely different.
Damn it.
It was just this.
Damn
it was just this long beep.
Hey, so I do have to give a message to your first guest who we can't get a hold of. Susan Burris, if you're listening, please call us at the call-in number. It's on the website, holidayradiothon.com, or call 435-272-1997. Wendy!
Come on, Susan.
We haven't asked you all day. What's yours?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I have a multitude. I have Welsh Arab crosses. But actually, my one of my most favorite ones is when I was driving Duke single. You know, my black leaders, Duke and Dante, they're brothers. I've had them since they were four. And I split them up because they'd never been weaned from each other. And they turned out to be pretty good singles. And so I was at the national championship. This is like my biggest show ever. And I'm at Live Oak. And people that listen to the driving radio show know that, like, I am, like, madly in love with Chester Weber, right? Like, I idolize him.
No.
Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, she is. Yeah.
He's my idol.
That was sarcasm.
He's my idol. So Live Oak show is at Chester Weber's farm, which is right down the street here. It's 5,000 acres. And I, of course, had a bad dressage, but I was, like, in striking distance of being, like, you know, having some success with my little Arab Welsh cross. And I, Duke got out of his stall that night, out of the temporary stabling, and there was just, like, a tape around all the stabling. So he got outside of the tape and now is free in the middle of the night on 5,000 acres in Ocala. And I was sleeping because it's the middle of the night, right? And I get a call
Hello?
At like 6 in the morning.
Hold on, Susan.
And actually, I got a text.
Hold
and
on,
he said,
Susan.
It was Chester. He's like, I think your horse is in my barn. And he said that the people that worked for him was out dumping the manure tractor at 4 in the morning, and they heard this wild black stallion screaming and running in the dark around the manure piles and the thoroughbred barns. And he said, and then this little black pony, it was not a pony, but to Chester, you know, he's 15 hands, so that's a pony, ended up at his barn, and he recognized him as my horse. And Chester was, like, actually helping me at the time, so he's thinking, oh, my God, I can't believe this girl I'm coaching is, like, such an idiot. Their horse, the day of marathon, shows up like a wild Arab stallion at my barn. So I go up there. I get a ride up there on an ATV. This is 2 miles from the stabling, okay? And Duke is standing there. He has white socks up to his knees, and you couldn't even see his white socks because at Chester's luxurious barn, it's, like, bedded like higher than Duke's knees in straw. And he was like just standing there waiting for me. He didn't want to go home. He was having a great time.
All right,
time
I'm gonna
there.
Play this because I've always wanted to do this to you.
I don't wanna be that now girl, girl, that girl, that girl. I deserve that.
All right, you I have your first that. Guest ready, but we're not gonna have much time to talk to her, so we need to get the abbreviated version.
Okay, Susan, ready, set, go. Why did you go to Ireland?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can
hear
you.
I
don't think Susan can hear us for some reason.
I hear you.
Okay, good. We have about 5 minutes to tell your story now that we've had trouble reaching you.
Oh, gosh, I have my phone right here. It didn't ring. Okay, well, I'm so honored to be on. You know, this trip to Ireland was on my bucket list. It's been a dream vacation idea that I had, so to finally get to do it, you know, I'm a senior citizen, so I thought I got to do this. But I hadn't jumped for years, and I did take a lesson here locally to be sure that I could still jump a different horse, because of course I'm used to my own horses, and they're all old and don't jump anymore. So anyway, that's kind of the backstory. So I couldn't find anybody to go with me, and a friend finally forwarded me this group called Globetrotting. They do global riding vacations and unique horse experiences, they call it, all over the world.
No kidding.
They're based out of Australia. Yeah, you've got to check them out. Their website is globetrotting.com.au. And I just highly recommend them. Although I do want to say that Jamie had talked about Cooper's Hill Equine, and I contacted them as well. The reason I went with Globetrotting, though, is because they offered solo vacations. You know, when you're single, everything is double occupancy, double this,
hey,
double
Susan,
that. So
I hate to rush you, but tell us about your riding. That's the part we really want to hear about.
Okay. I'm sorry. So we get there, and it was Crossogue Equine, and they have they do steeplechasing. So I was assigned a big old Irish draft Benson, gray horse, lovely, but he was almost 17 hands, and I'm not used to riding that big of a horse. So we get on and we start working over fences, and those horses go hell bent for leather. You know, when you do cross country, my mare didn't go that fast when I took her to cross country clinics a few times. So, I wasn't used to it. So I'm trying to ride this mountain of a horse, this huge stride. But, anyway, they had us go over, you know, some small jumps, and then they split us into two groups, and we went out and we started working over the fences. And this guy was just going so fast at these jumps. I was trying to rate him a little bit, like half halt. And they're telling me, just go, you know. So it was really daunting for me. The jumping was great, except that it wasn't spread out as much as I have done here. I've only been to two cross country places here in Texas, but they were very spread out. So here it was more, they would have like a 5-acre area with a bunch of jumps in it, and they'd send us over it. And I did fall off Benson once. Mm. My safety vest saved me. And I wasn't even jumping. He spooked at something and jumped up a bank jump. So I was kind of in the next pasture up higher than everybody. And the instructor told me, just come on back down. Well, when he came down with a lurch, I lost my balance and fell off. So that's probably why. But I got back on and I continued the jumping. So,
and you survived. So that's the most important part.
Now yes. I want to hear.
I
wanted to hear the story like where I met a cute Irish guy and we got married and we're living happily ever after.
Right.
Oh boy, you sound like all my girlfriends.
Yeah, that's a Hallmark channel. Yeah. This is about riding.
All the pictures I posted. Yeah, all the pictures I posted. They're like, it's all women. There were a group of eight of us women. So that's, you know, it's like most horse things. There was a gentleman that came out one day and paid for a ride, but he wasn't in my group and he was way too young for me. So
the only lesson we want to hear on HRN is when you fall in love with an Irish draft and bring it home.
That's right.
There you go. Exactly.
Thank you, Susan. I'm sorry we had trouble connecting with you, but happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Okay. Okay, Merry Christmas to you too. Bye.
Thanks, Susan.
Sorry about that. I don't know why we had trouble. I think we had a wrong number or something. But we don't have a wrong number for your next guest, who is ready.
All right. So we have April Hardiman coming on. Apparently, she went to Iceland. And if the time police doesn't jump in, we might actually be able to also talk about her trip to Hungary, where she groomed for Mary Phelps, which I know Wendy would like to hear about, maybe. Mm. Hey, April.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. So tell us about Iceland first. And if you make it really quick, we can also talk about Hungary.
Okay. So Iceland was a 4-day trip. It was with my best friend and it was her birthday. And this was my first trip away from my baby. So it was really exciting to just kind of be able to do a girls' weekend. And the first day we went on the black sand beach and it was early in the morning and it was just her and I, and there was nobody else on the tour. So she's like, we're going to go on a different way because I know y'all are experienced riders and I want y'all to do the tolting. So we went back on this different hold trail for us, and we got to tote the guys, and the whole time I was just giggling like little girls. I was just so excited, and my friend just kept looking back at me because just riding the tote thing and seeing like the Icelandic scenery was just like the coolest thing ever.
Is it really?
And then we
smooth?
Took them out on the beach, and oh yeah, super smooth. And the guy I was riding was he used to be a show horse, so he was like extremely smooth.
But did you get to tote really with cool. the beer in the hand like they always show on the speed toting videos?
No, but they did say like to ride the horse like you're a Viking, so you had to sit tall, and because even the saddle kind of sits a little further back so they can move their shoulders. So it was
but Vikings always had like the horn of beer in their hands. I'm so disappointed that this yeah. trail guide was not doing well.
It was not authentic.
Clearly.
Yeah. Oh, the next day we went like the whole day. We rode all day long, and my stirrup actually ended up breaking while we were like galloping. And she just, the tour guide got off, tied a knot in it, and we just kept going. So I was like, okay, yeah, whatever.
That
pulled
a
Leslie really Wyman cool. then.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Well, and so did you ride all 4 days or just the two and then
yeah,
you guys
it was
did
just
other?
Yeah, we did. We rode all like Saturday and Sunday, and it was kind of like we flew in one day and flew out the other. And we got to see all the cool waterfalls in between. Like we drove all the way out to the far end for Iceland to see the black sand beach. And on our way back, we kind of trickled around on some of the waterfalls and such.
Well, how neat.
Yeah, it was
so
really cool. It was bucket list checked off for sure.
Oh, no kidding. And you went in April, right? So what was the weather like?
So we went at the end of April. Their tour season starts like at the beginning of May. So it was kind of nice for us because we didn't have to worry about a lot of people. My friend's from, she lived in Alaska and I was in Washington State for a while. So we were kind of mm-hmm. used to that weather, so we're like, we already had tons of layers, we were ready to go. So all the tour guides are like, wow, they're so impressive, because usually we had to put all these layers on all our people, but we were ready.
You're like, we're professionals, fine, so. We're ready for this.
Yeah.
We got this.
Yeah, we just want to ride.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us about Hungary? Like, you got to go groom for Mary Phelps.
Yeah, Mary Phelps was training in the Netherlands with Bram Chardon. And all the Chardons, and I messaged her and said, hey, I want to come out and watch you and spectate and such. And she's like, actually, I kind of need some help. So I kind of got asked to come help, and I ended up.
Do you know her, or did you just randomly message
yeah.
her and was like, yeah. okay,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yeah, I used,
so
yeah,
April,
I
tell
used
us,
to work for
April,
her,
tell everybody who Mary is and what she was driving.
Oh, yes. So Mary Phelps, she owns Horses Daily. It was like a media website. She also has like driving daily and such. And she's an awesome photographer, and she's an insurance agent for Markel. And I've worked for a couple years in the past, and I've just kind of stayed connected with her. And she has 4 American Shetland ponies, paint ponies. She competed in as pairs at the FEI Driving Pony World Championships that were held in Hungary, Kisper, Hungary. And she brought 3 of them there. She actually had the smallest pony at the competition, Kimba. She just measured over the stick. And then she also had Bugsy and Al Capone there. So that was really cool. She called them the gangsters.
Al Capone. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you ride on the carriage with her for dressage and cones?
I didn't ride with her in the competition, but like when she had a practice and such, and I even got to ride on the back of it with a Bram Chardon, so that was really cool.
Oh, you did? I bet they're fast, those little ponies.
Oh, yeah. Kimba, the smallest one, she was a fireball, like just holding on the whole time with her.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, it was a really cool experience, definitely. And it was just like, just kind of happened all of a sudden. I had to work out all the details with my daughter and husband and stuff, but I was like, I'm going. So it was really cool.
You're like, bye family.
Bye. Peace out, bro.
Yeah. It was really neat. And I got to stay in one of those really nice horse box vans and everything. And I had it all to myself. So I was really super spoiled. and it was really fancy.
Well, you're not winning any friends, April, at all whatsoever. We all hate you already.
I know. I got all the USA gear and stuff. I was like, oh man, I feel fancy now.
Oh my goodness. And so was there a language barrier over there? Like when you were, did you struggle at all with?
I didn't know. Our vet actually he could speak Hungarian. So we were fine. And I live in Germany, so I've kind of just gotten used to people around me speaking different languages. And I've learned a little bit of Dutch, but of course Hungarians don't speak any Dutch, but I'm just kind of used to there's always a language barrier now.
I only know one word in Hungarian, and I don't know that I can say it on the air. So
yeah, probably best not, just in case.
Well, it's the beating utensil. It's the wooden spoon that they use to beat the children when they misbehave.
Oh, sure it is. Sure.
It is.
I think Kayla would know that one.
Of course, that's the one she's going to know.
Because my parents had one, and it was given to them by a client. They're like, oh, I see her. We need to use this.
And how many times did you end up at the wrong end of that spoon there, Kayla?
It hurts. It hurts.
It's painful. She doesn't want to talk about it.
April, thank you so much for filling us in on your vacations. Yeah. They sounded amazing.
Yeah, they were, definitely.
And you were there. Jealous. You know, I'm a little jealous because Wendy knows you were there with the top drivers in the world.
Yeah, they were.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Boyd was there. All the Chardons. So that was really cool.
And you know, the ponies that you
Chardon was competing.
Those ponies are going to be Briars this year.
Oh,
they're
really?
Going to be newest Briars.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
So yeah, is it the gangsters that are going to be the Briars?
Yeah, I think all mm-hmm. four of them, right,
yep.
April?
No, it's going to be two of them. I believe it's Bugsy and Tony.
Oh.
Not Al Capone? Yeah. That's like the best name ever for a horse.
I know. Maybe Briar doesn't want that
Al
out
Capone,
there.
Yeah.
Come on, Briar. Yeah. You're and dropping the ball.
I think she's going to try to do a team now. She's got a new cart and everything. So, and they were playing at the Chardons with all four of them, so who knows?
That's going to be exciting.
Oh, that'll be fun. Well, April, thank you so much for joining us again. We really appreciate it. Give a plug quick for your podcast.
Oh, yes. I have Rein In Your Herd. We help equine businesses grow their herd online, their awareness, their audience.
Very good. Thanks a bunch. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, April.
Now, she's in Germany, so it's late there. She stayed up late to talk to us.
Yeah, she's Germans drink. They're fine. She's good. She's good.
She would have had a horn with her tolt.
Exactly. Iceland. You get a tolt like a Viking without a horn of beer? That's just wrong.
Well, maybe she let her beautiful blonde hair flow behind her in the wind.
That's okay. That would make it a little bit better, but still, she needs beautiful blonde hair and horn of beer while tolting.
True.
Well, let's tolt into some voicemails of your fellow auditors, many of them, I'm sure. We're going to do that right now, and then we're going to be back to give away a bunch of prizes, $900 worth,
Yay!
Guys. And now you better pick other auditors that want to win's names, or you're going to be responsible. It's up to you.
I ain't scared.
Hey, Glenn, what number am I? What number am I?
Kayla,
I'll
pick you.
Well, it goes from 1 to 390, and Kayla, I'm sorry to say you're 391. So.
Burn! Just missed out.
Here we go.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
Hi, this is Josh from horselovers.com. The funniest thing my horse ever did was climb in the water trough to cool off in the summer. Merry Christmas from all of us at horselovers.com.
Mucking around the barnyard in my pooping crusted boots. Catching up on the latest equestrian news with my horses in the morning crew. Mucking around the barnyard in my pooping crusted boots. listening to the horses munch contentedly on their grain and alfalfa cubes. You will get a sinking little feeling when you see that snarky pony stall door standing wide open for all to see.
It's the ponies and the thoroughbreds.
Mucking
it's
around
the ponies.
The barnyard in my pooping crusted boots. Now I'm dashing through the snow and the wind makes it feel like it's minus two. Now I'm starting to question my entire lifestyle. Surely those folks with goldfish don't have to go through these trials. So mucking true. Around the barnyard in my pooping crusted boots. Trying to hold on to what's left of my sanity. And later I'm venting to the auditor group.
Hi there, this is Monica Raymond. And my horse is very good at pretending things. So, for example, one of the things he does when we're out trail riding, if we are on some kind of really nice bit of grass that he wants to eat, he will pretend that he has to pee. So he'll get into the peeing position, and I
head
sit
down.
Up in the saddle, and I start chatting with my friends, and I don't pay attention. And then he slips the reins, and he's eating. And I realize he's not actually peeing. He's just mm-hmm. pretending so he can eat the grass. Or if we go by an apple tree, he'll stop, pretend to pee so that he can have some apples. Happy Radiothon, everybody.
Was that
bye.
A pony?
And now,
let's try an Arab for a brand new episode of Bad Poetry with Megan.
It's you, Megan.
It's me.
Horses teach us patience and love. Horses teach us the proper use of gloves. All horses teach us something to use, but some horses teach us what not to do. Flipped over feed bins, shaving bags abound. I wonder if after this time he'll still be sound. Open gates, torn open lawns, and unlocked doors. It'll take me 6 more hours to finish these chores. Ponies
so bad.
Wedged, gates bent, and now the chickens are loose. We all know that saying. Hashtag damn it, Zeus. Water troughs,
everybody
drug,
drink.
Tails eaten, and feed bucks strode. It sure would have been nice if I could have rode. Blankets torn and fly masks ripped off. It would make it all worth it if he could only pee off. We love them so, and they give us a thrill. Even if we have to sell it all to pay that vet bill. Horses teach us balance, and horses are a lot of work. But the best thing they teach us, you can't learn from a book.
So
this
bad.
Now concludes a new episode of Bad Poetry with Megan Lee.
Well done, Megan.
This is getting into it. Here's a story about my horse, Boomer, that still makes me giggle. Every year in Florida, there is an endurance ride a week or two before Christmas. One year, I decided I needed to decorate my horse and myself for the ride, and this has become something I do every year that I go. I attach a Santa hat on my helmet, and I braid garland in my horse's mane and tail, and I do some other decorating. One year, when I rode the 100-mile ride, I even added colorful little LED lights around my horse's breast collar. Aww. So there I was on the trail, just me and Boomer, trotting along. Boomer is as steady a horse you could want to ride, but there is one thing that has always got to him. And that is deer. As we trotted around a bend in the trail, I saw the deer at the same time that Boomer did, but Boomer's reaction was much quicker. He exited stage left, and I was flung off, hitting the ground with an ungraceful thud. Ooh. Boomer stopped by me, head high, as he gaped at the deer. He gave a couple of hard blinks, and then he lowered his head to look at me on the ground. I swear he gave an uneasy chuckle as I looked at our nemesis, only to see it was just some brown palmetto bushes. Boomer's expression was one of pure apology as I scrambled to get back up and continue on our way. I'm just thankful no one was around to see Santa hit the dirt, but I sure did laugh the rest of that ride every time I thought of the incident, due to the way Boomer had looked as he realized that Rudolph was not standing on the side of the trail. Happy holidays to all.
Mackie was a poor bending bare racing son of a gun. When riding him, I was sure and had lots of fun. Yeah, Mackie was a poor bending bare racing son of a gun. Well, he stole a hamburger right out of man's hand. And a fish plate and fries was the part of his next plan. He was the Golden Arches' number one biggest fan. Yeah, Mackie was a bull bending barrel racing son of a gun.
Sponsored by Horse Radio Network family, thank you so much for all that you do. From entertaining, enlightening, and terrifying us just about daily, to the amazing support found with the HRN auditors. I listen every day and feel lost when I can't. I've laughed, cried, and retell the shared stories like I've got real friends instead of just a speaker and an app.
We're your real friends.
We are you are beautiful friends. People who have attracted an equally good-looking crowd. I appreciate being in your glow. Happy solstice and happy new year.
It's Christmas in the Santa Ynez Valley of California. The Mustangs are grazing. The racehorses are resting. The quarter horses are pasturing. And everyone is celebrating. While packages are being wrapped and turkeys are roasting, everyone that is listening to HRN is learning and laughing. While Glenn, Jamie, and Jen are working so hard to make Radiothon fun, I'm looking forward to winning a ton. Halters, blankets, and brushes are all surprise treats, but a Kelly Herd Jewelry gift card or a Wintec saddle would really be sweet. Merry Christmas to all and HRN too. Glenn is anxiously waiting to hear just from you.
Well, there's still time.
Merry Christmas from Joanne Cutchell in Santa Ynez Valley, California.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to tell you a story about my very naughty horse, Freddy. He likes to get into a lot of trouble. He's kind of like a Zeus. But the best story is a few years ago, we went on vacation and had our neighbor come over to feed. And at the same time, we were having this horrible coyote problem with all these coyotes coming down and trying to get the barn cats and dogs of other neighbors. So our neighbor was carrying a pistol in case he ran into the coyote.
Uh-oh,
so he's
this
just
could be a bad story.
Putzing around in the barn feeding, and he has his back to Freddy's stall. And while he's preparing the grain, Freddy reaches over the stall door, manages to get the hip holster unhooked, get the gun out of the hip holster, and starts waving it around in the air before our neighbor can stop him. So Freddy now has a gun. He doesn't want to give it back. And he's Freddy's waving it around, and our neighbor's trying to desperately get this probably loaded gun back. He eventually manages to convince Freddy to trade the gun for a large handful of grain. Secures the holster away, and we now have a no guns in the barn rule because certain horses can't keep their mouths to themselves. Happy holidays, everyone!
You know that's probably good.
Hi, this is Serenity from Rootstown, Ohio, and this is a story about my daughter's little pony, Casey Jones. 'Twas the night after getting a load of hay. All the critters were settling in at the end of the day. Not a creature was stirring, or so I'd thought, as I tidied the barn, thinking of the beautiful hay that I'd bought. I was finishing my chores when I heard a loud clatter. I sprang from my work to see what was the matter. Away to the haystall I flew in a dash, and what to my wondering eyes did appear? A little Casey Jones atop my new stash. With a twinkle in his eye and a shake of his head, he neighed, kicked his heels, and off he fled. Into the field he began to race. How could I be mad at that cute pony?
Oh. These listener voicemails were brought to you by HorseLovers.com. Every day they have special holiday deals added to their clearance section. Shop by category, brand, size, color, or even price.
Hey guys, this is live.
They have something for everyone at amazing prices. Again, visit the site every day to see the newest deals. You don't want to miss out. Quantities sometimes are limited. Visit early, visit often at horselovers.com/clearance. Horselovers.com is also offering a special holiday discount with purchase just for you, our HRN and Radiothon listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at horselovers.com simply by entering HRN in the coupon box at checkout. That's it. Just enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout at horselovers.com.
All right. We've run out of time already, guys. We have to give away $900 in prizes. But I first have to say that MAI Travel is the official travel agent of the Horse Radio Network. And I have this whole ad I was going to read, but instead, I'm going to ask Megan, who was on the Horse Lovers Cruise last year. Aren't they great to deal with? She was terrific.
Michelle is fantastic. MEI Travel, I've never been someone to like hire a travel agency because it's like, oh, I can totally do it myself. It's fine. But anytime I go to travel anymore, I'm totally going to call Michelle and be like, here, I want to do this, sort it out, and let me know how much to write you a check for. It's fantastic. They're awesome. I love them.
Well, when there's a problem, they handle it. You don't have to sit on a cold for 3 hours with like the cruise line and deal with
exactly.
the issues. They do it.
Exactly. Yeah, she was great. She's fantastic.
And you know, you don't pay any more. I mean, they get a commission from the place.
You still the same amount of money.
You're not paying any more. A lot of times you're paying less. MEI-travel.com. They're terrific. And we love them. They also made all the arrangements for this Horse Lovers Cruise, which is just 2 months away.
So,
yay. All right. Let's give away some prizes. Let's get some help. We have some people that have been waiting a while. So Alex is on here from Pennsylvania. Alex, I'm sorry you had to wait so long. Do you mind helping us give away some prizes?
I would love to.
Oh, good. All right. Tell us what the first one is, Wendy.
All right. Our first one, we have the Benefab Rejuvenate Smart Scrim, a $349 value. Do you want to help your horse feel their very best before and during every ride? Benefab understands the important parallel between pain and behavior. That was the driving force behind the development of their Rejuvenate Smart Scrim, which has been clinically proven to reduce back soreness in moderate to high exercise horses. It features far infrared therapy with medical grade magnets sewn atop key acupuncture points for a targeted therapy, addressing the back, shoulders, and hind end. To learn more, visit BenefabProducts.com.
All right, very good. And I am now doing the sheet sort, and we're going to go back to Alex to help us pick. So that way you and Kayla, Megan, won't have to feel guilty and get in trouble. We'll let Alex get in trouble.
Oh, you're so giving.
Yeah, we'll let Alex
get
in trouble.
Well, I'd like to thank Alex for picking my name. That's awesome.
A lot of people want What's this sheet. Okay, between 1 and 405.
333.
Thank
you.
I'm going to laugh if it's Kayla.
333 is not Kayla. But it is. Sorry, and Kayla. She was on earlier in the day as well. Samantha Reeves, who was the side saddle girl.
Oh, congratulations.
Samantha.
Those side saddle horses need that. They're poor backs.
That doesn't mean anything.
They're one-sided.
Exactly.
You're supposed to be happy for those who won.
Oh, see? Listen to Alex.
I'm not happy for anybody. No. I'm a horrible person.
Alex, look at what you started. It's a wicked crowd here at the 6 o'clock hour. Thank you, Alex.
Really?
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Merry Bye. Christmas.
Look at this. Look who's on here to help us pick the next one. Charlotte, who's in the other room.
She's
Charlotte, are you calling on your phone?
Hey, Charlotte!
Maybe.
Maybe.
Hi.
Hey, Charlotte.
That's funny. Charlotte, well, you want to help us pick a winner?
Well, what's my number?
I'm not telling.
It's close to mine.
What are we going to win? What's the
All right, okay. We have a great prize.
It's hold on, Charlotte.
It's one night's lodging at the Bed and Barn Farms in Forest City, North Carolina for people and horses.
You've been there. That's where we stayed during WEG.
It was fantastic. It was beautiful. Traveling the East Coast for the holidays or going south for the winter, lay over at Bed and Barn Farms, lodging for people. 3 bedrooms, 2.5 bath, full kitchen, sleeps up to 8 comfortably. For the horses, a 4-stall barn, wash rack, a huge arena, 10 paddocks, plenty of room for extra trailers, great place to stay with or without animals, all located on 32 beautiful acres. Come and spend the night and bring your 4-legged friends with you. It's close to the freeway and only 10 miles to Tryon International Equestrian Center. You can visit the website at bedandbarnnc.com.
And we stayed there for 2 weeks during WEG.
And the
it was
hosts
great.
Are wonderful, and they have a cute little
they
tack
have a tack shop.
Shop
right there. Yeah, it's a great place. So
I don't even know 8 people to take with me.
You have auditor friends.
You don't have to have eight, but yeah. You could have eight.
Okay.
All right.
I'll go with you. We could get a big room.
There you go.
Sold. You would fit in the first floor, actually, Charlotte. You could fit in there. So, Charlotte, pick a number between 1 and 405.
7.
7.
Lucky number 7.
And how was that? 405.
My birthday's on the
7th. I was at 405. So we're gonna go for the other direction now. And we have Avery Morgan.
Oh!
Hey, Avery.
Doesn't she live on the West Coast? She might have to do a trip to come out here to do that one. I don't know where she lives, actually.
Yeah, Avery lives up where I used to, up in Washington.
Oh, well. Avery, you can donate it to charity, too, if you want.
All right, our next prize is the OxyGen DHJ products, including OxyAid DHJ and Oxy-O2. You'll see results in 2 hours with these proven drug-free alternatives for peak performance and horse health. It's valued at $300. OxyGen supplements are the drug-free alternative for peak performance for digestive health, performance and stamina, joint care, and immunity. OxyGen also has specialized products like OxySox, a natural alternative for bone development and repair of connective tissue and joints, OxyMare that helps maintain balanced behaviors in our beloved mares, and OxySilver for immune, joint, and vascular health. OxyGen products, proven to go products for champion barrel racers, and are now becoming an effective choice for dressage and hunter jumper riders. Learn more at oxyinfo.com.
All right, let's go to Kayla this time. You're going to pick a winner.
All right. So what's the number again?
1 to 405.
405. I can't count that high.
Sorting right now.
Take off your socks, Kayla.
How about 33?
Oh, we had 33 before, but no, I sorted it.
We had 333.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
333?
You're right.
I'm not going to start off
with it. Betty Faye. Nope. Betty Faye won earlier in the day, so pick another number. First time that's happened today.
Wow. How about 403?
She did that on purpose, Glenn.
I hate you.
I'm a jerk.
Yeah, you're buying dinner next time you can down. Katie Bachhuber.
Wow. I don't think that's how you say her name.
That's so not how you say that name, but
it's
that's okay.
B-A-C-H-H-U-B-E-R.
Bachhuber.
There you go.
That's the fancy way. All right, last one.
All right, last prize is the $50 gift certificate from State Line Tack. December deals dazzle all month long at State Line Tack. Don't miss your chance to shop blowout prices on blankets, apparel, saddles, tack, and everything you need or want from top brands. Visit statelinetack.com/HRN for all the best holiday deals and enter code HRN for exclusive savings on your order. State Line Tack, we make riding affordable.
All right, State Line gift certificate. And Megan, you're up for this one, right?
I'm only going to make you scroll halfway up, Glenn. 214.
214. I love you, Megan.
Oh, favorites. Okay.
No, you got to play the game. Don't hate the play. Hate the game.
Lynn Popa. Papa. Yay, yeah, I can never say her
Lynn,
name right.
You but owe Lynn, you $50.
Lynn is on the cruise, too.
Hey, Glenn, yes. You mispronounced it. It's called Kayla Benny.
Oh,
not.
Sorry. I got it
right. Sorry. Yeah.
Thank you guys for joining us, and thank you to all the auditors for being so supportive of all of us here at the Horse Radio Network. We really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Thank you, auditors.
Thank you.
Go auditors.
Woo! Yay, go auditors. So now. Tell us, Wendy, we got a couple of big prizes coming up.
Yes, don't forget about our grand prizes at the end of the day. The $500 gift certificate from Kelly Herd Jewelry and your choice of any Wintec saddle. North America's favorite synthetic saddle brand, Wintec Saddles, have been combining world-leading innovations in high-tech materials and lightweight, weatherproof, and easy-care saddles since 1986. Whether simply enjoying your time together or schooling for competition, there's a model in the range for you. Visit wintecsaddles.us for more information on their range and to locate your nearest dealer.
Thank you, Wendy. And of course, coming up the next hour, the party really gets started with the Heels Down Happy Hour girls. Next hour, look for them, and they have some terrific guests lined up. You can call in and talk to them. And it has now become one of the most popular, fastest growing shows on the network. So we're happy that they're here. And we'll be back with that in just a few minutes.